Now, tell me a little bit about, you know, in 2013, it seemed like there were lots of vacancies. What did you guys do to really attract stores to Uptown Station?
Well, you know, I think it has a lot to do with the location. I think it has a lot to do. We work with a local slash regional broker by the name of Harry Bell with Berkshire Hathaway. So I've worked with Harry for quite a few years. Harry came on board and started leasing our shopping center there back in 13 as well. So I think with Harry just having a great, you know, just really, you know, good market knowledge, you know, with Destin, Fort Walton Beach, and the surrounding area, that really, really helped us a lot. Just kind of knowing who's in the market, who's not in the market, you know, who's looking to come into the market. But really, I think there are several things that helped us. You know, A, I think it was the location. B, I think, you know, with Harry's knowledge of the market. And then with C, just with kind of with who we are as far as, you know, Slate, you know, we like to get deals done. We go after, you know, one of the things that we wanted to do with Uptown Station is not really just put anyone in there to fill a box. We really wanted to have a really good co-tenancy mix. I mean, and I think we, you know, we're shortly to, you know, about to accomplish that. You know, we've got the grocery component there. And we have, you know, we have the Ross, and I think, you know, feeding off that Ross, the West Marine, we've got a lot of good restaurants in there, with, you know, Clemenza's, Buffalo Wild Wings, and, you know, Firehouse Subs, you name it. We've got a lot of really good restaurants in there. So, you know, I think it's just kind of a, you know, just one of, it's similar to a, I guess, an open air concept that are, you know, becoming the norm today. But, you know, I think it's kind of a place where you can go and you can drop off the kids at the playground and play with them at the playground and splash pad. And, you know, you can go run in, get some groceries done and whatever else, you know, you want to do. I mean, it kind of has it all there.
What do you guys have planned for Uptown Station's future? Is there any way to kind of expand what you guys already have, or will it basically just stay the way that it is?
Well, I mean, really what we're looking forward to is, I mean, it's going to change significantly within the next, you know, 4 to 6 months with the addition of the Five Below and Ulta. We think that, you know, with especially with having those type of tenants, we're going to bring in a significant amount of additional traffic to the shopping center as well. And so, you know, with doing that, yeah, there's always tenants that, you know, have natural lease expirations and may decide to seek other locations or, you know, other tenants that are in other shopping centers that may want an additional location or something like that. So, you know, I think you know, the shopping center will continue to evolve, but, you know, what we want to continue having is a strong mix of local and national slash regional tenants. And I think that's what we're shortly about to accomplish.